From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, January 5th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Ray Pignone and Kate Lisa are reporting for the Columbia Green Media that a fire broke out in a Catskill Village home on January 4th, bringing more than a dozen agencies to the scene to battle the blaze. Fire departments from Columbia and Greene counties responded to the fire at 288 Water Street just before 9 p.m. The fire started on the top floor of a three-story multifamily home. People were home when the fire broke out, but all escaped safely. Firefighters were hampered by frigid temperatures and were forced to return to their trucks every few minutes to warm up their freezing air packs. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the Greene County Fire Investigation Team. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation has successfully cleaned up contaminants at the former Kingston Gas Works site along the Roundout Creek, according to the State Department of Environmental Conservation. The certificate of completion was issued by the department January 3rd, but the work was finished at the North Street Kingston site in July. The DEC has now determined the cleanup requirements to address the contamination under the state's Brownfield Cleanup Program have been met. In July, Central Hudson and Kingston officials said the contaminants had been entombed in a concrete-like container along Roundout Creek. Central Hudson said 30,000 cubic yards of material was taken out of the creek and from the 1.7-acre former gasworks site. Kingston Gasworks was a manufactured gas plant from the 1890s until 1958 and then became a natural gas regulator station. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Jimmy Vielkind is reporting for Politico New York. Republican Mark Molinaro has announced he will not run for governor this year. The Dutchess County executive said on Twitter, and I quote, "While I believe that state government can be a servant to the people when run well and with integrity, it is just not the right time for me to seek the governorship," end quote. Molinaro was the second potential GOP candidate to withdraw his name from consideration this week. Harry Wilson, a business advisor from Westchester County, said he would not run for family reasons. Molinaro told the Poughkeepsie Journal he wants to focus on, and I quote, "important work we are accomplishing in Dutchess County, continue traveling the state, advocating for those with disabilities, and my wife, Corrine, and I will continue raising our young family," end quote. Molinaro's departure significantly narrows the field of potential GOP gubernatorial candidates. Assembly Minority Leader Brian Kolb and lobbyist and former Erie County Executive Joel Giambrina. Senate Deputy Majority Leader John DeFrancisco has not said whether he will run or not. Republican officials will gather January 8th in Albany to assess their options. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And finally, Mike Moffitt is reporting for the Times Union. The public is being warned to avoid romaine lettuce after E. coli food poisoning killed two people and sickened at least 58 in the U.S. and Canada. 13 states have been affected, including New York, according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. The source of the romaine outbreak has not yet been determined, and the U.S. health officials are now in the process of investigating the outbreaks. Until that happens, Consumer Reports is advising people to avoid romaine and choose other kinds of lettuce. The E. coli strain, identified as causing the outbreak, produces a toxin that in some cases can lead to serious illness, kidney failure, and in some cases, death. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind chill warning for the WGXC listening area until 7 a.m. January the 7th. Expect wind chills to range from 15 below zero to 40 below zero. These dangerously cold wind chills will cause frostbite to exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Also, winds gusting to 45 miles an hour will cause some blowing and drifting of snow. As for today, the National Weather Service is predicting scattered flurries. It will be partly sunny and cold with a temperature high at only 10 degrees. The wind chill values could be as low as minus 15 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around minus 2 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 21 degrees. Now the forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 6 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 22. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around minus 11 and wind chill values as low as minus 21. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 18 degrees. Sunday night, isolated snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 8 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:35 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 5th day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.